Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Our guest today is Ms. Fannie Cameron, president of YEP. That's Youth Entrepreneurship Program. This show is sponsored by Dobine and Cowan's Mortgage Investments. Listeners, don't forget to contact Dobine and Cowan's Mortgage Investments. This company can handle all your commercial financing needs. So contact them at 678-607-5092 and allow them to handle all your commercial financing. Their website is http://dobine.cowins.webs.com and tell them that Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you. Also, listeners, if you're interested in work and want to know how to improve your credit or if you want to establish business credit, call Dobine and Cowins at 678-607-5092 or go to their website and sign up, and they will contact you. Good afternoon, Ms. Fannie Cameron.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing okay. You are the president of Youth Entrepreneurship Program. Am I correct? YEP?
That's correct. Yes.
You're the founder and president. Okay. What does YEP do?
Actually, the name of the program is Worldwide YEP. And Worldwide YEP, YEP, some people call it YEP, is a youth entrepreneurship program that I founded 6 years ago. 6 years ago, I facilitated, implemented a program. It was a pilot program for about 60 children. And from that particular program, I was teaching them business ownership. From that particular program, I was able to document and do research on how the children could effectively learn from such a program. And to my excitement, they really proved to be very interesting. Participation was very high, very excited, and they learned quite a bit. I came up with this program simply because of just looking at how our children are being raised and looked at in society now. There seems to be no future. There's obviously the adults are having some problems. So looking forward into the future for our children is very bleak. And I think a program like this with Worldwide, teaching them to have their own business, speaks volume in their life and will secure a place for them in the future.
Okay. So you started the program, Worldwide Youth Entrepreneurship Program?
Yes.
In a church.
I started it in a small church here in Atlanta, Georgia. And the pastors were just very excited, very intrigued with the program. They thought it was amazing support for the program. They actually funded that program for 6 years.
That was
a big help. And because they believed in it. And what we saw from the children was amazing. The pilot program was a test to see if children could open their mind, if a five-year-old was capable of learning information about starting a business, if they could retain it, if they could take it serious. And they did.
Okay. What age group do you have to be in your program? What's the age group of the youth?
The age group is from age 5 to 18 years of age. And we choose age 5 because that's the sponging age. And during that period of time, a child's brain at that sponging age, it's like a sponge. It soaks up everything. So everything that you teach them, they really retain it. They remember it, and they'll remember it for the rest of their lives. So that is a very good age, definitely a good teaching age, a good learning age for them. So that's why we chose age 5.
Okay. Is this organization worldwide? Is it all over the world now? And does Africa participate in your program?
It is not all the way worldwide, but I tell you, it is growing every day. And we do have Africa, Kenya on board, and we do have India, a small town in India on board. I have many, many requests each day, so there are more countries. A lot of the third world countries are really, really, really interested in it, and they see the benefit and the advantage of having such a program. I get at least 10 to 15 requests a day.
Do you also teach public speaking?
We do teach public speaking. We teach every aspect of a business, starting from the beginning, a creative idea. We take that creative idea, and then we help the children. And the idea comes from the kids. It doesn't come from us. It comes from them. And you can ask the 5-year-old, what do you want to do? If you had a business, what would you want to sell? What would you want? What kind of business? They can tell you. They can tell you. Get the ideas from the children, what they want to do, not what we think they should do, not what their parents think they should do, but what those children want to do. And we help them to develop it and mold it into a business. We teach them how to market it. We teach them how to advertise. We teach them customer service. We teach them how to build a business plan, a marketing plan. Every aspect of getting their business license, we teach them every aspect of owning a business, the same as an adult business would be.
Okay. That is wonderful. I think that is wonderful. Entrepreneurship is the main objective. Why do you feel that business ownership is important to the community, teaching the children business ownership and marketing and all that? Why do you think it's important?
I think it is very important because if we look at, the status of our youth now, it's not very promising. It's not very positive. Each day in every community all over throughout the U.S. and abroad, we're hearing of more teenage violence. We're hearing of teenage suicide. We're hearing of teenage drug use. The prisons are running over with teens. A lot of the teens are dropping out of school. The teenage girls are getting pregnant at a very alarming age. HIV is being spread, and the teens are the biggest victims of that particular disease. And so what we need to do is to redirect our children. It's out of control, and we as a family, as a community, we need to reach out to these children and redirect them. We need to let them know, hey, you do have a future, and your life does count, and there is someone here to help your dreams come true, to help you with it, because everything is out of control. Now, a lot of it is just not the kids. A lot of what's going on is also because of what's going on in society. The children, parents are losing jobs. They're separating. there's one family, one parent family and household that's run, taking care of everything and provided, that's the provider, then the jobs are getting tightened. Companies are downsizing and people are losing their jobs. Unemployment is not enough, and that definitely does affect the children.
Okay. So,
so that's why I feel,
that everything is out of control with the youth because of their finances, drugs, and teenage pregnancy.
Exactly. I was reading, I looked up some stats on the unemployment rate for teenagers, and it's up to 23.8%. That means there are no jobs for the teenagers, really, if you look at those numbers. And with the white teenagers, it's 7.4%, and with the black teenagers, it's 14.1%.
It's double.
So,
nearly double.
So then when you just look at that, then what kind of future do they have? We can look back in time and thing we used to look forward to growing up is when you finish school or when you got 16 years old, you could go out and get your job. You know?
Yes.
Make your own money and do, you know, so people, so teenagers look forward to that. But there's nothing for them to look forward to. And if the parents don't have it, they don't have it. Now you see a large, you see the numbers increasing on break-ins, robberies, and what's being taken, the TVs, flat-screen TVs and computers and games and those type of things. Those are teenage break-ins, robberies.
Okay. Do you teach the youth about finances?
Finance.
And how to apply for grants?
Yes, finance is a big part of youth entrepreneurship. We definitely teach them finance. Now, within this program, we have a structure, a set structure here for the children inside the program. We sponsor and we teach them how to go out and market their products or their services. You'll find all of that in the book. But what we do is once they start to make money, we teach them and we require that they put a portion, a certain percentage of that money in the bank. Now, another part of it that secures their future or teach them about saving money is we ask the parents to help them open up an account with no bank card, with no withdrawals until they reach a certain age. So if they start at age 5, there's a possibility if they follow the requirements within the program, by the time they reach age 25, they should have anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 in the bank. And the reason we say age 25, now you could double it. It depends on how much you want to work, how much you put into your business. So you can make much, much more than that. But we set it at that limit. You can make anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000, and you can have that in the bank. Plus, of course, it's going to gain interest as well.
Okay. So you teach them grants and finances. That is wonderful.
Yes, and we also teach them to pay themselves as well. No fun in making money, and you can't spend some for yourself.
Yes, I noticed you mentioned a book. Then you are a manual. Is that what you said?
Yes. From the pilot program, I was able to just observe and write about the findings of what I saw the children, how they retained the knowledge. Every little part of that program, what they did and everything, I was able to take that in data and write a how-to, step-by-step informational manual. And this manual is for, it's called a facilitator's manual. this manual is for anyone that's wanting to start a YAP program. It will teach them step and give them step-by-step instructions on how to set up that program, how to implement it, and how to retain it. By the same token, I wrote a worldwide YAP, it's all about business, student handbook. And this handbook, student handbook, is for the student, the youth, the child. That book will teach them every aspect of business, beginning from a creative idea to when you get to the end, you have a full-fledged legal business and you're operating it. So everything that you need to know in business is within that manual, that book, the handbook. The handbook also has sections that will test the child's knowledge. The child cannot move to the next level until they have learned and retained everything that's in the beginning level. The book starts out as a beginner. We have a beginner, so it starts out as a beginner, you know, entrepreneur, which would be the age group of age 5. The next level is intermediate level. And it gets a little bit more detailed. In the beginner's level, we want to make sure that you can count, that you can read, that you can subtract, you can add and subtract, you can multiply, divide, that you can work, solve, problem solving, problem solving problems. So we just want to make sure that you have that knowledge before you move to the next level.
Okay.
Everything that you need to know as a beginner, because each level gets more intense. So you cannot even, if you didn't catch the beginning, it would be very hard for you to move over into the intermediate. And it deals, like I said, with income statements, balance sheet, marketing, advertising, customer service. Everything, leadership skills, management skills, operational skills, everything that you actually an adult could get this book and start a business. A business is a business, no matter whether it's for a kid or it's for an adult. So business is business. So it's every aspect of starting a business.
Okay.
Has the tax information, the legal information. So it's really deep. It's very detailed, impactful student handbook that I think that is just going to be, once somebody get into the program and start the program, this book will become Bible to them.
Okay. How does your program, work with the school system in any way within the school system? Do you work with the school? Is it an after program or something, an after school program, or how does it work? Strictly
right
volunteer?
Now,
I mean.
Yes. What I've done is this particular program, even though I had a pilot program for 6 years, I am just officially launching this program this particular year. But the program, I am in talks with 2 middle schools that they're interested in the program, and they are incorporating the program into their career day. So that's very exciting. I am also I'm also in talks with the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club. What I would like to see is this program is designed for our recreational centers, at-risk teens, you know, and even in a boot camp. I'm trying to get it in the boot camp. So
okay.
I think that would just be to the child's advantage. If you're going through the boot camp, why not learn something about starting your own business? Training also in the juvenile courts, and I am in talk talks with the juvenile system here in Atlanta, Georgia. We have a huge amount of teens in juvenile detention, and we have a lot of teens that's in prison here. That's alarming. So
yes, Lord have mercy.
Jesus. So while they're there, I would like for them to enter into this program. So for the ones that will have a release date, they can come out with knowledge on how to start their business and have that much time to really sit down and work the plan out and have it all together. All they need to do is come out and step into it and make it happen.
Okay. You answered a lot of my questions already. but do the parents or guardians have to pay for this program in order for the children to participate?
I started this program to help to with the mindset of I don't want to charge astronomical fees right now. The parents cannot afford it right now. Society, the way things with our economy, the way our economy is with the gas going up to $5 per gallon. I mean,
yes,
it has the parents. I know it has me all in a frenzy every day, and I can imagine being a single parent with more than one child. What I would like to do, and the way I set this up is, there's no charge for this program. The program is really, what I would like to do is, the model that's set up is to go into already existing youth organizations, the YMCAs, the after-school programs, the Boys and Girls Clubs, the churches, the schools, and anything that has youth on there, then yep, can be there. If the organizations do incorporate YEP into their program, there are grants there to help them get started. But I don't want to charge the parents for, I don't want them out-of-pocket money. The only out-of-pocket money would be to buy the material.
Okay. Do you know approximately our estimated amount, the number of children that are in worldwide youth entrepreneurship program, YEP?
There are several organizations now. Like I said, I just got actually launched the program. When I first started the program, it was at least 60 people, or 60 in the pilot program. And they're still going strong.
Okay. What type of businesses do the children start? I mean, what type of businesses do they, you know, that create? I know children are creative. Youth are creative. So what kind of businesses do they normally want to start?
We have one kid that he wrote a book at age 7. He wrote he wrote a book, a math book, and it's called The Flip Side of Math, and he wrote it because he's a math genius, and he won the Math Fest out of the state of Georgia here in the kindergarten. So he wrote a book to have his peers understand math and not to fear math. A lot of kids fear math. I know I did. Feared math.
I did
so
too.
He wrote a book to help. And if you go out on my website, you'll see his information, and there's a link to his website that he built, his website advertising and talking about his business, talking about his book. We also have a comedian that he does jokes, and they're humorous, and they're good and clean. We don't do that dirty, nasty, degrading joke.
Vulgar jokes.
Oh, his is just really seriously funny. We have one that's a clown that goes to birthday parties, and which is that is a good business to start. Now, if you're going to be a clown, you will have to do something different than your typical clown, because today clowns are not that funny. So you would have to build your own, you know, you have to build it up and make it all about you. So there's this, and that's what we do. You say you want to be a clown, then we're going to say, okay, now let's take a clown and let's make it different. And we help them to mold it and turn it into a business.
Okay.
We have some that are cooks, chefs, that can actually sit there on that grill and stir fry and complete an entire meal, decorated plate.
Oh,
fine dining.
That is wonderful.
Put you a meal together and then charge you for the tip and everything. So we teach them every aspect of you want to be a chef or you want to serve, you want to sell your food, your own special hot dogs or whatever you're cooking, we're going to take you to the next level. We also try to tell kids, because a lot of kids are following the dreams of other people. They want to, you know, this Jordan is one of the biggest franchises ever. And we want the kids not to look at every year or twice a year buying those Jordan shoes. Why don't you take some money? If you're going to invest that much money into Jordans, buy some Jordan stock. Own some of the Jordan
shoes. So you teach them to invest in the stock market.
That's a part of business. That's a part of the business. So it's very, we try to, you know, teach them that instead of you going, you know, you're going broke buying, are you breaking your parents trying to stay, and that's how society has the system set up now. If you're not part of it, if you're not wearing Jordans, if you're not wearing all these name brands, you're laughed at school and put a lot of peer pressure on the children.
And bullying.
And it puts
impossible
a hole
bullying.
In the parents' pocketbook, especially the single parents. So we want to teach them, you know, it's okay to help other people make money, but let's focus on you making your money. And you can do it at a very young age.
Okay. You said you started out with 60 students. Are there, you have Africa and India. And I believe you said Atlanta. That's very good. I hope my show helps some to get people more involved in your program.
Absolutely.
I really do.
And word of mouth is the best advertising. We can't reach every state. We can't reach everyone, but it is. Programs like this, your radio program, that helps to get the word out so that people can learn about worldwide. Yeah, if we don't do it now, I'm afraid that our children are not going to have the future that they should have. We want to teach them to have their own business. And that's going to be, if you kind of look at what's going on right now, what the recession has done, it's greatly influenced the future of our next generation. Major companies are downsizing and outsourcing work, and some of them are closing their doors. The Social Security is being drained. College education is extremely threatened. And there's just that's even more reasons to focus on teaching our children entrepreneurship, so that they'll have their own, so they will have a voice, so that they can help to restore the economy. About if they are successful entrepreneurs, then they'll be hiring people to work for them. So that's going to stimulate the economy. So that's what we need to start teaching them. And it's okay, but we will also want them to learn in school. The school system prepares our children to go out and work for other people. Entrepreneurship prepares them to go out and work for themselves.
Okay. Now, since the children, are they at a certain age, are they required within the program, are they within the manual or the program, are they required to go out and start a business, like at, let's say, 16, go out and start a business of their own or something like that?
Well, within the program, they do actually start their business. Their business is started as soon as they come out with the idea.
Okay.
And what we teach them, we're going to teach them every little step from beginning, from conception to, we call, like to look at it as from conception to reality. So once they step out of this program, then they're stepping out. They have that money there. This is money that they've made within the program of selling their service or their product. And once they put that there, then when they get age 25, they can take this business to the next level, or they can all take the money they have and they can start another business.
Yes, that is wonderful. You're doing a wonderful thing.
Now, every kid will not be an entrepreneur, but a lot of them will. And I think that a lot of kids have not been taught entrepreneurship. That's the difference. And that is that's one of our main purposes is to teach them that you can do it. You can own your own business. Getting a job and working for someone else in the future is going to be very hard.
Yes.
Not saying it's not going to be done, but I tell you. It's going to come with issues. It's going to come with issues.
Do you accept donations? And if you do, how do people donate? How would they donate to your organization?
We do accept donations, and donations can be made on our website, or it can be mailed to us. And our address is, shall I get the address? The address is our P.O. Box. It's Worldwide Giap Association, Incorporated. P.O. Box 162494, Atlanta, Georgia, 30321. And our telephone number is, we're open for business Monday through Friday from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And if you don't get us on the line, if you leave a message, we'll call you as soon as possible. Our number is 678-249-9937.
Okay. All right, listeners, I hope you got that information. I'm going to have it repeated again before the show is over with, so you'll have that information. So if someone, is that how they would get in touch with you if they want to start a ground roots organization through you or get their own children involved into Yelp, Worldwide Yelp?
Yes. They can reach me through my website. They can reach me at YEP@WorldwideYelp.com.
Okay. You are doing a wonderful thing, and I applaud you. I really do, and I wish you much continued success and blessings, and for the children that are involved with Worldwide Yelp Youth Entrepreneurship Program, I pray that they are blessed.
Thank you. And I would also like to say that we're always looking for sponsorships and partnerships and volunteers. And so the best way, parents, if you want to get your kids involved, you can either, if you want to start a YEP program, the YEP program is designed for nonprofit organizations. So you can start the YEP program on your own. We have a facilitator's manual that will train you. If you want to see it at your YMCAs, at your Boys and Girls Club, your after-school program, request it. Go and tell them about the wonderful program and request that they look into it. If you get the contact number of the organization where you would like to see YEP, email me. Send me the information. I will send them an informational packet and follow back up with them on getting the program implemented into their already existing organization. And if you want to just start one yourself,
okay,
we welcome that as well. We have seminars here that would teach you how to facilitate, but I have also written the facilitator's manual, which is available, and it is it's simple, and you can just, it's very easy to follow, it's user-friendly, and you could just follow that step-by-step instructional guide and set up a worldwide YEP program.
Okay. All right. You're an author also, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am.
What is the name of your book?
The very first book that I wrote is called Vision, A Writer's Legacy, and it is a motivational and inspirational book that I wrote just to inspire. And the second one, of course, I wrote the Worldwide YEP. It's all about business. Facilitator's manual, and that is the step-by-step instructional guide that I just mentioned that will guide and teach you how to set up and implement this program according to Worldwide YEP.
Okay.
And then the third book is the Student Handbook.
All right.
Yep, it's all about business, Student Handbook.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Fanny Cameron, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
And we're going to pay some bills, and we're going to come back and ask a couple of more questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Listeners, this show is sponsored by Dobod and Cowens Mortgage Investments. Listeners, don't forget to contact Dobod and Cowens Mortgage Investments. This company can handle all of your commercial financing needs. So contact them at 678-607-5092 and allow them to handle your commercial financing. Their website is http://dobynecowins.webs.com and tell them that Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you. Also, don't forget, if you are interested and want to know how to improve your credit or you want to establish business credits, call Dobyn & Cowens at 678-607-5092 or go to their website and sign up. Okay. All right, that was supposed to be another commercial. Okay. Again, Ms. Fanny Cameron, would you tell my listener again how to contact the YEP organization?
Yes, you can contact us at our website, www.worldwideyep.com.
Okay, thank you.
You can call us.
Or
you can call us at 678-249-9937.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Cameron, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything, and God bless you. I look forward
Thank
to talking
so
to you one day again.
Thank you. Same here.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Listener, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. You just heard Miss Fannie Cameron, the president of Worldwide. Yep, that's YEP. It's the Worldwide YEP Youth Entrepreneurship Program. And she gave her in contact information of her organization and the website and everything. So you're more than, you know, I encourage people to go out and at least look at the website and perhaps make a donation, because it is for the youth and it's a legitimate organization and she's doing a good thing. That's the way I feel about it.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, daily itinerary, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to. A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, daily itinerary, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dream Weavers.
All right, listeners, I would also like to thank Calvin Evans, the concert promoter, for the concert September 1st, 2012 in Atlanta, Georgia with Fantasia. I'd like to thank him for the tickets, for supplying the tickets to the show. And listeners, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I appreciate everyone who listened tonight, and I'll see you listen in tomorrow.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service.
All right, thank you, listeners. We have a little bit of technical difficulty here, but thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good night.